Thank you. Thank you for this day. I thank you for just keeping all of the people at Victory, and not only Victory, but the people in this whole Bay Area. Thank you, Father, for it. Once again demonstrating how much that you love us. Father, we honor you. We've honored you with our singing, our praise, and our worship. We've honored you with communion. We've honored you with our tithes and our offerings and our gifts of love, and now we honor you with the word. And Father, we ask that the word will be blessed upon the ears of the hearer, Father. May we all receive the word and do the word and hear it accurately in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just do catch up a little bit. So let's go to the book of Joel, or Joel, however you want to say that. And let's talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is probably the most misunderstood part of what we do. Folks have different opinions about the Holy Spirit. Some people believe in him. Some people don't. Some people believe in speaking in tongues. Some people don't. But the question always is, when it relates to the Word of God, well, what does the Word of God say about it? The Word of God is bigger than our denominations. The Word of God is bigger than our church, and it's bigger than our personal beliefs. And so if we are truly Christians, then we have the Word of God as the final authority. In other words, if it's in the book, the debate ends if it's in the book. Amen. Because if we don't accept the book as the divine word of God, then we're just playing with ourselves. And so in Joel, the prophet, he says in verse 28, and this is talking about the promise of the outpouring of the Spirit. See, under the old covenant, see, the Holy Ghost didn't just show up under the New Testament. He's been here since the beginning, just like Jesus. But the Holy Spirit only resided with the kings that were godly during that particular time, priests, and as well as prophets. Now all of us, any of us that are born again, as a prerequisite for the Holy Ghost, you got to be born again. Those that are born again, anybody is eligible to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we have to understand that no matter what we were taught or not taught in our churches. We going with what the book says. So in Joel chapter, once again, chapter 2, verse 28, and he says, "And it shall come to pass." I like to see that word "shall." And those that have been members of Victory Christian Center for a protracted period of time can remember that I coined the definition for the word "shall," which is "ain't no doubt about it." If God says "shall," then ain't no doubt about it. Amen. So, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Underline the word "all." And then it says, "And your sons and your daughters and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." And so this was, eight or 900 years or so before the prophecy came to pass. Now, if we go to Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, he gave his apostles a charge to wait for the Spirit. Now, you can remember in the Gospels when Jesus was baptized by his cousin John, whom we call John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Ghost then. And if you are a student of the Gospel, you'll realize that that's when Jesus' ministry actually took off, when he got filled with the Holy Spirit. That's when all of the miracles occur. Now, the reason I said that is that if Jesus needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and the disciples and the apostles need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, how much more, glory to God, shall the members of Victory Christian Center, shall the church at 2017, in the year of 2017, also be filled with the Holy Ghost? Because, see, that's the power source of God. And so in Acts chapter 1, And verse 4, it says, and being assembled together with them, that's Jesus and with his followers, the disciples and followers and what have you, commanded them that they shall not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. What promise? The promise of the Holy Ghost, which said he, you have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water. He says, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. In other words, not long from now shall you be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then it says in verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the season which the Father had put me in his own power, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, St. Petersburg, Pineos, Paul, glory to God. Amen. All over the place, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. Now, if we go to Acts chapter 2, we can see the promise being fulfilled. Glory, 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 glory. And it says in Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And the word says, and suddenly, everybody say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And the word of God says, and it filled all the house. The whole house was filled, glory to God, with this sound. And they, where they were sitting, and there, verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire. And it says, and it sat upon each one of them, though that 120 that was up in that upper room. Verse 4, and they were all, once again, everybody say all. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, how you know they was filled with the Holy Ghost? Because they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, know this. Now, after you fill with the Holy Ghost, you cannot just stand there and not say anything and think you're going to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost is not a ventriloquist where you're going to put his hand in the back of your head and make your mouth move. You have to speak and allow the Holy Ghost use your tongue as a vessel to speak in tongues, your physical tongue to speak in spiritual tongues. And that's one of the hardest things sometimes for the people to realize. And part of the problem is that we are so flesh what word am I looking for? Well, flesh is carnal. So flesh generated and feeling generated that if we don't feel anything, we feel like we don't have anything. Like, we, you know, when you're laying hands on people, you say, well, I ain't feel nothing. Well, who said you got to feel anything? Amen. You know, because, you know, you see on TV where folks be falling. Some people be playing with the falling, first of all. But then the Spirit of God does and many times, if not most of the time, will cause you to fall. Because I've had people say, well, you know, I'm going to get up there, I'm going to pray, but I ain't going to fall. Next thing they know, they're getting up off the floor. Glory to God. And then some people will fall because everybody else fell around them. Amen. So the thing about it doesn't matter whether you fall or not. Amen. That don't have anything to do with you receiving answer to your prayer, whether you fall or whether you stand straight up. But, you know, just yield to the power that's present. And if the Holy Ghost, now know this, if the Holy Ghost want to knock you off your feet, ain't nothing you can do about it. There is not one thing that you can do about it if the Holy Ghost cannot want to knock you off your feet except get up off the floor. Praise God. And so since this time that this came upon everybody, there has always been a faction or a misteaching about the Holy Ghost, and folks were confused. Even the day of Pentecost, you know, there were folks are trying to deny it. And he said, well, the men drunk. And then Peter said, wait a minute, it's too early to be drunk. Yeah. And now, you know, unless you just drink a lot. If you drank a lot, you'll be, you know, you could be drunk early in the morning. I ain't trying to start that. Amen. But Peter told him, this is that, which is the prophet Joel had prophesied. In other words, he said, this is exactly what Joel said was going to happen. I don't know about you, but I get so excited when I read something in the old and I see it come to pass under the new covenant. See, we got a better covenant. Oh, if we could just understand how blessed we are. The covenant that we have is better than what David had, Moses had, Elijah, Elisha, Ruth, anybody you want to name from the old covenant, Samuel, whoever you want to name. We have a better covenant. We just got to realize it. We need to start acting like we got a better covenant established upon better promises. Amen. So it is important to speak in tongues, thanks to God. It causes the power, it awakens the power of God that's on the inside of you. And one of the reasons why it is so misused is because, you know, we've all been in churches where folks got in the flesh. See, anything spiritual, you can end up, am I on back there? No, I'm not on up here. Sorry about that. Anything spiritual can be counterfeited. And so if you don't know the real thing, you can be fooled. Now, I'll give you an example. And if I come up to you and say, I want to, brother, sister, I want to bless you, and I give you a $30 bill. You look at the $30 bill and say, hold up, Ray, what is this? Why? You know it's a counterfeit. Because there are no $30 bills. Amen. But if you don't know what the Word of God says, you know, you will, you know, you can assume this, that, and that. You know, folks play with the Holy Ghost all the time. You see it in movies. Yep. Folks cutting the fool and what have you. But the Holy Spirit is to be respected and revered. And we have to watch out for that. It is so wonderful. To be filled with the Holy Ghost. Once again, that's the power. See, we are in direct communication with God when you pray, speak, or sing in tongues, that the devil don't know what you're talking about, and he's mad about that. Amen. And so he's created lies within our churches saying that you know, you don't need to, it's not necessary, and people got whole doctrines teaching against it. But we got the Word here. Amen. If you show them it's not in the Word, you know, we won't do it. But if it's in the Word, you know, don't even try to dissuade me. But you have to, once again, but you have to rightly divide the Word of God. And so speaking in tongues also, we was talking about last time, opens the door or is the entry of the gifts of the Spirit operating in our lives. Let's go to 1 Corinthians and show you what's happening there. We'll get into that more as we go along. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Are we there? All right. And first of all, he says in verse 1, he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, he wants us to know. The word ignorant, you know, we've really made it a pejorative term, but to be ignorant of something is not to know. It's really what it means, not to know something. But, you know, we've actually made it a negative term. And it's just what you know, it's what you don't know. And he says in verse 8, let's go back. Let's go to verse 4. He says, there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. In other words, there are different gifts, but they're operated or controlled by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, and verse 5, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God who is working all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is like a supernatural revelation of things to come. God knows everything, and the Holy Spirit knows everything as well. So you can get a supernatural revelation of things to come. For instance, and I'll just give you an example. Say just before I came to church, or the day before, or even a week before, the Lord, will say, if you will say whoever went to the doctor to see about their legs, if they will come up, they will be instantly healed. See, that is 4 or 5 days before the service actually starts. And God will give you a revelation like that through the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost wills for that to happen. And so we have to understand that these gifts are controlled and administered by the Holy Spirit, and God has used these not necessarily for the church, but they are like the dinner bell for those that are unchurched. Because most all the time, people that receive that they're not even saved. They will be in a church and are visiting or something that day, but they'll realize, well, how does he know that I went to the doctor? I don't even know him. And they'll come down and get instantly healed. Still in verse 8, to another the word of knowledge. That is supernatural information about things that are current or even in the past that God will allow that to come to us. To another faith by the same Spirit. Now this is special faith. This is that Lazarus come forth type of faith. Amen. This is not saving faith, the faith that we use to get saved. But this is when you're in the hospital and somebody expired, call that spirit back into them. See, and especially if they're at a certain age, if folks are very, very old, sometimes, that is not as successful, but for younger people, you can certainly do that, because their time is not necessarily up. To another, the gifts of healing, it's plural, by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. Prophecy is like a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. In other words, I say something that's supernatural, and I say it in English. But there is also, if you read, as we read on, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kind of tongues, and another interpretation of tongues. Diverse kind of tongues and interpretation of the tongues, or what I call, and many in the body of Christ call, companion gifts. In other words, they have to work together. So this is not necessarily talking about the tongues you use for your private prayer time or your praise and worship here, but this is a supernatural word that you can have for the congregation that comes via tongues. But it won't edify or build us up unless you or somebody else use the gift of interpretation to interpret. And look at it this way. And they're equal to prophecy. You put those two together, they're equal to prophecy. Prophecy is like a dime, and these two gifts are like two nickels. But your two nickels equal what? Equal a dime. But they have to go together. It wouldn't do any good if you get up and do a word in tongues, and and nobody interpreted. You didn't get anything out of it. So it's incomplete. Amen. But he says, but all these worketh the one and the selfsame spirit to divide into every man as he who? The Holy Spirit wills. Amen. And so if you are available, glory to God, the Holy Spirit knows where you are. See, we spend a lot of time trying to be available for some man or some woman. Amen. And we go out of the way. We put on our little makeup, our little hair right. We buy the little right dress, and we looking in the mirror, and we talking to ourselves, you know, you a bad boy, you know, or what have you. But if we spend that same time, glory to God, prepping and preparing ourselves for God, prepping and preparing ourselves for the Holy Ghost, it's just a matter of time before Mr. or Mrs. Wright show up. Amen. So we got it backwards. We got it backwards. If we spend more time God chasing, glory to God, you will have to spend no time man chasing or woman chasing. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You got to do it God's way. It's up to you. It is up to you. Amen. Amen. So it's more to speaking in life than just speaking in tongues. See, tongues, and I said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, it gets the ball rolling in your life. And people will, you know, will hear me teaching, but they yet and still, they will not pursue of how to walk and how to speak in tongues. But yet and still, but they want their life changed. People want their life changed. I still don't hear myself. I know this is on. I like to hear me too. I'll just stay here. Y'all got me in a box today. All right, I'll just stay here. Praise God. Amen. But we have to understand, saints of God, it's so important. Speaking in tongues is so important. Don't run from it. Don't run away from God. Run to God. He is a good God. Amen. Got everything that we want, everything that he need. And that's why we have to, because if you don't, we'll always be flesh-driven and flesh-led. All we're doing is satisfying flesh. And as y'all know, flesh never gets satisfied. I don't care how good the cocaine was last night. If you like cocaine and gin and juice or Courvoisier, you want to do the same thing again. You know, flesh said, well, let's do that again. And so, but you have to understand is that the Holy Ghost will give us and does give us the ability to help check our flesh, because see, flesh ain't saved. Flesh know that he ain't gonna be here but for a moment of time. Amen. Because this body will be gone at some point, and we'll get new, brand new, incorruptible bodies that don't even get the flu, the itch, or nothing. You won't even have dandruff no more. Glory to God. Just perfect body. Amen. But that time is not here yet. And so a man is made out of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. In other words, I am a spirit and I have a soul. My spirit and my soul lives on the inside of this great temple that's called a body. Now, at the new birth, my spirit became 100% righteous, 100% holy, 100% just like Jesus. And it is untouchable. The devil cannot do anything to my spirit. But the soul is made up of your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect. That's where the battle is between your ears, as to what do you think, what do you believe. Many of us are prisoners because of what we think. We don't think that we can do it, And so we don't even try. And if you spend your whole life and you get to be an adult and you haven't done anything, I don't care. I can preach till you can wring the water out of this soup, and you won't even budge to change, because your soul has been so corrupted that you'll just stay in the same place. And then next year at the same time, you'll be in the same place as you were 10 years ago. And that's how people get good people going to heaven now. But stay in the same place every year, all the time, because they continue to do the same thing and not do what the Word of God says. Amen. We got to do the Word of God. If you want some change in your life, then you got to start doing the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. God ain't going to, just drop down some money. You say, well, I need some money. Well, you think God going to counterfeit and just drop down some money? God is not a counterfeiter. God's got a plan. If you want God to get you some money, then plant some seeds. The Word of God says, as long as the earth exists, there will be seed time and harvest. Amen. There's a parable about the seed and the sower. Glory to God. Amen. So it depends upon what you planted. If you planted money, you can expect money. But if you ain't plant no money, no expect no money. Praise God. That's why, and then as a people, and I've been there. And once again, and for those that don't know me, this is a us sermon. It ain't no y'all sermon. This is a us sermon. But as a people, we are excellent at what I call fronting. We look like we got stuff, but we ain't got a pot to cook in. Amen. In other words, we dress well, we drive well, ain't got nothing in your pocketbook, nothing in the bank, nothing nowhere. Because we front, if we get in God's plan. Look, if you haven't figured this thing out, this economy is not, this Babylon economy is not intended for us to get ahead. It is intended for you to work all the days of your life, wear yourself out, and then be broke when you get old. And then, and all that money you spent on them children that you didn't think you could do without it, they don't even come see you no more. Amen. No, certainly ain't going to bring you no money. Amen. So we got to do this thing. We got to do it God's way. I made up my mind. That's to me, God is the only hope that we have. Amen. We as a people, we are in a race that everybody got a 90-yard head start on us. It ain't but a 100-yard race. And they already got a 100-yard. But you know what? This, glory to God, this could put you at the 90-yard line, glory to God, neck to neck with them, and across you, and allow you to get across the finish line before they do. But you got to do it God's way. Amen. But let me ask you this. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that or not, Pastor. Well, let me ask you this. How is what you doing working out? Amen. Show me go in your pocketbook and wave some 50s, some hundreds, 20s, anything. How's it working out for you? Amen. See, it's not about just preaching this, but you gotta live it. It's not about just teaching this, you gotta live it. Amen. You got to walk it, you got to talk it, you got to breathe it, you got to eat it, you got to think about it all the time if you want the Word of God to work for you. And it will work. That is the economic cure for the inner city. It ain't just going to church, thanks to God. Folks all around us is what I call putting in time. They putting in time just to say, I went to church. Went to church won't get you squat doodly. You have to do the Word of God, amen, if you want your life to change. Amen. We know what to do, but we won't do it. My goodness. My, my, my. My goodness. Next door in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. My, 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 my. Man, in the spirit, saints of God, that spirit I was talking about, our recreated human spirit, the life of God is on the inside of all. Everybody that's saved, the life of God is on the inside of you. Ain't nobody ever told you that before. Amen. We heard, you get saved and folks say, I got saved. I looked at my hand. My hand was new. I looked at my feet. My feet was too. We got all these little catchy cliches and songs. But let me tell you the truth. If you had a size 12, you get saved. When you leave out of here, you still got a size 12 foot. Ain't got nothing to do with your hand and feet. There is something new about you, but it's the part of you that you cannot see, your spirit on the inside of you. And see, when you start doing the word of God, Romans says that it renews your mind. You'll start thinking differently. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And everybody need it. That's why I love it when I see men in the word of God, because it'll change the way that you think. Amen. Because we are programmed, males are programmed to be whorish. Let me just go ahead and say it. Just programmed to be whorish. Amen. Your uncle be telling you, don't let a woman know what you got. You have this little piece, you put that in the bank, but don't let her know about the other stuff, And then also, it was almost the 11th commandment that you had to have more than one woman. Amen. And all that stuff was lies. Amen. All that stuff was designed to react to your flesh, because your flesh will say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me. Your flesh be saying, boy, I wish I was back there with David and them. They had 20, 30, 40, 50 wives. Man, you don't want no 20, 30, 40, 50 wives. You may think you do, but look, you do not want and cannot handle. I don't care how many blue pills you got at the house. You cannot handle no 50 women. Glory to God. Amen. Obviously, them brothers have some kind of anointing on them or something. They had something going for them. Because they ain't have no blue pills. Glory to God. Amen. In verse 14, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 say, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. See, your mind don't even know what you're talking about. And so your mind say, well, what is this? Why am I wasting time sounding like Fred Flintstone, yabba dabba doo? And just making all of this noise. This don't make no sense. Well, it is not sense. It's faith. We believe in what the word of God says, standing on the word of God. Amen. And we will walk with the word of God. You got to understand, saints, it's bigger than what we think, what we feel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when we start living by the spirit rather than the flesh, some wonderful things happen. Now, we're all trying. Believe me. I would doubt that there's really anybody in here that's not necessarily trying. We got to do it, but we've got to get together. Now, one of the reasons, getting back to what I was saying about men, I see, we have the power just to mess up a whole neighborhood, mess up a whole family, and generations and stuff, get people off their destiny track. And so we have to make sure that we are doing this thing right. I'm not preaching because I was right when I was young. Just was stupid. Amen. But everybody don't have to stick their face in the fire like me to know that the fire is hot. Amen. Glory to God. The fire is hot. Amen. John chapter 6. Know the fire hot. And go and say, well, let me just put my face in this fire too. Good luck. Come back with your mustache all burned off. I'm just going to look at you and say, well, I'm trying to tell you. There goes some aloe over there. And put some aloe on it. John chapter 6. My goodness. John, this is the Gospel of John, verse 63. It said, it is the spirit that quickeneth or makes alive. Say, the flesh don't profit us nothing. Amen. That's why you can't be flesh led. It don't profit you nothing. I mean, we need the flesh to get back and forth from where we're going. And that's why you got to take care of your flesh. And all kind of things happen to us when we don't take care of the flesh. You know, if you sleep with a room too cold in the summertime because you're hot and you ain't got no t-shirt on, you're gonna wake up with a cold. And so that's, you know, you have to take care of the flesh. 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profits nothing. The word, look what Jesus says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. See, the word of God, glory to God, the spirit of God is life. And that's what myself and hopefully and prayerfully, and I'm fully persuaded that it is, that all teachers and pastors are trying to do, speak words of life over people, because that's what we need, that Zoe, Z-O-E, the God kind of life. And that's what happens at salvation. Is you know, salvation comes from that Greek word sozo, S-O-Z-O. To mean nothing, everything is complete, nothing's missing. On the inside of us, thanks to God, in our spirit is all the healing that we'll ever need, all the prosperity, all the joy. We already righteous. We're already holy. We ain't trying to, you know, holiness don't, you know, taking your makeup off don't make you holy. It just make you look like you ain't got no makeup. Amen. And that's all right. Now, some people can roll with that. Some people can't. Amen. And by now, hopefully, you know who you are. But, you know, that don't make you holy because you got your sleeves on and dresses long. I mean, if it's, you know, long dresses are real nice, but don't, you know, that they don't necessarily make you holy. We are holy because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Isn't that good news? My. Praise God. My. I'm just getting warmed up, and I said I was going to preach 40 minutes. You know what? It's 40 minutes is up. My goodness. See, I don't know if I said this last time, but not praying in tongue is like trying to attack hell with a water gun. you ain't got enough ammunition. We have to have you have to have supernatural has to fight supernatural. And that's what the Holy Ghost and tongues are. It's a supernatural experience. And so inside of us, we need to start learning how, and we do it by faith. See, what happens is that what's in our recreated human spirit as we renew our mind, if we will allow the word to renew our mind, then what's in our spirit transforms right into that soulish area. Now you got two parts of the three parts acting right. And guess what happened? The flesh is about to get double teamed. And it will, you'll be able to make it do what you want it to do. At first, it will pout like a four-year-old. Wow. It'll just pout. Yeah. I can't stand you. We don't go to the club. We don't do nothing no more. Amen. But he'll get over it pretty soon. And then he'll, before you know it, flesh will be asking you, you ain't going to church Sunday? In other words, he on board now. He done got double teamed so much. He done got tired of getting beat up. So he on board. But you have to on purpose do that. You have to on purpose study the word of God, because it is the word of God that will change your thinking. Because see, when you get saved, your mind is not saved. And all that foolishness that's in your mind, you'll take it back home, which is saved, but still, our mind is still corrupt. And that's why you find Christians. That's why you say, it'd be more Christians in the club then. Well, the reason is they haven't renewed their mind yet. Why do you think pastors be messing up? Their mind ain't really new. I mean, they are very articulate, can preach you out the seat. But the minds are not renewed with the word of God. And so there is no manifestation in their natural life. Thank you, Lord God. I think I'm going to stop here. Amen. Y'all want more? Come back. Amen. I got a note here. I don't know. I think this has already been met from what I heard. I just talked with somebody. Is this wrong? Phil not taking you guys? Do I need to still announce this? Okay. All right, I don't like these different signals here. All right, this note says, Pastor, please ask if anyone can help Donna and Denise get to Orlando tomorrow by 11 a.m. Need immediate help for Denise's school. What is that, orientation? All right. Now, I was told while I was in the office that getting to Orlando was taken care of. So my question is that not true? All right. That's one of those things you leave alone. Praise God. All right. Well, anyway, the appeal is out there for assistance to getting to Orlando and back. I just